how did you come to the character of Jerry Dandridge, and what did you like about the playing the character?
The script was sent to me by my agent, and as soon as I got it, and I said, well, what's it about? And the guy said, my agent said, it's a vampire movie, and I went, oh, okay, vampire movie, I'm an artist. and he said, read it. And I sat down and read it, and I remember very specifically, I was sitting, I still have the desk, in fact, an old mahogany roll-top desk that I found, out in Brooklyn somewhere. And I'm sitting at this desk at my apartment in New York, and as I'm reading, I'm turning to my wife, and I'm saying, this is really a good script. This is very involving. And, it was the kind of script you couldn't put down. And when I finished reading it, I turned to her and I said, I never say never. And so I called my agent and I said, this is really a good script. What's it going to be like? And I said, well, it's going to be, it's not going to be a big budget movie, but it will be. He said, I don't know, because it's a first time director. And I went, whoa. And I said, I'd really like to meet this guy because he wrote it. Tom Holland is the name of the guy who wrote it and directed it, and who is now a very close friend of mine. And so I said, I'd like to meet him. And so I flew out to California, and I sat down with Tom and Herb Jaffe, the producer. And he said, look, I know that this is, you'd be taking a real sort of chance here doing this movie because you don't know me. I've never directed a movie before. I was primarily at the time known as a screenwriter. So he said, here's how I'm going to shoot the movie. And he literally described the movie from the first frame to the last frame, exactly shot to shot, how he had planned to shoot it. And when he finished, I went, hey man, let's do it. Because it was very clear that Tom knew exactly what he wanted, exactly the tone of the movie, which I think is really important in the sense that those of you who are fans of the movie know that it's... coven of vampires. That it was very clear that he knew exactly the tone he wanted from the movie. Is it possible to... Is this something that's happening from the hotel?
Maybe.
It's just I'd like everybody to be able to hear it. I don't want to shout. That just in terms of the... I mean, as those of you who are fans of the movie know, it's funny, but it doesn't make fun of the vampire conventions. And it observes the conventions, but at the same time it tweaks them a little bit. The whole thing with you have to have faith. When he puts the cross up to Jerry thinking that it's going to completely wipe Jerry out, and Jerry just says you have to have faith for that to work, which is a slight sort of twist on the whole convention of the vampire not being able to the cross being an anathema to the vampire. And also that it was very clear from the beginning that he was going to be collaborative, because he knew that if he hired good actors, that good coaches, for instance, in sports. I'm a big sports fan. Good coaches are the ones that know how to use the talents of the people who are on their team, and knows how to meld them together. And very often, he's also somebody who is willing to listen. He or she is somebody who's willing to listen and to use the things that are offered as part of the package. And during the shooting, Tom was always very open to, if I had an idea about something, to saying, oh, okay, yeah, let's try it. So from that standpoint, it was probably the best sort of jump leap of faith I've ever made, in the sense that, it was obvious that he knew what he was doing, and he made good on it. Yeah?
Did you have a lot of fun making this movie? Was there any particular part that cracked you guys up while you were doing it?
Nothing that I can think of specifically, or no particular story, other than the fact that it was fun. We had it's a great group of people. In fact, we still are kind of in touch with each other. We've had, I think recently, at one of the conventions, we had a reunion of me, Bill, Ragsdale, Amanda Burse, John Stark, Jonathan Stark, who played Billy, my sidekick. Tom Holland was there, the director, writer. And it was like we had just seen each other a couple of weeks before, and we hadn't all been together for over 20 years. So it was a real sort of convivial, collegial group of people, and we had a great time together. A lot of laughs on the set. You can't take it too seriously when you're doing something like that, because it's a fantasy, but at the same time, I mean, one of the reasons why the movie, I think, was successful is because the characters took their individual characters and the situations very seriously. In fact, one of the things that Tom asked us to do, Tom Holland, the director, was from the very beginning, the first day we sat down to do a read-through, and this doesn't often happen in movies these days, is we had a read-through, and we also had like a week of rehearsal, which never happens. Especially with movies like this, where, it's about the special effects, and it's about the flying bat, and it's about the vampires, and it's about the blood and the guts. And Tom insisted that everybody sit down and create a biography for their character. Write it out, and then we came in and talked about our biographies. We rehearsed the scenes together for like a week. He demanded that they build that into the budget. And it was great. It was really a terrific experience in that sense, a work experience.
I think it would just be funny with some of the prosthetics you had on.
Oh, well, those are not fun. The final makeup, the very last sort of extreme Nosferatu makeup. Any of you guys familiar with that movie?
Yeah.
Which is, that makeup is modeled on the more now Nosferatu, original Nosferatu. And that makeup, my makeup call was 4 a.m. in the morning, and I would be finished at noon. It was 8 hours of makeup. So that's not fun. The contact lenses for some of the scenes in which Jerry has those very red eyes this was really early on when contacts were just happening, and they were made out of plastic, hard plastic, and painted with red paint. So I couldn't wear them for any more than 20 or 30 minutes at a time without literally being almost blinded by them. So, fun? Yes?
Did you like playing Jack Skellington?
Yes, Jack was fun. Jack was
fun.
I mean, that's totally different.
Yeah.
You're basically going into a recording studio and with the director who's doing the scene over and over again several times, tweaking words, tweaking phrases, doing maybe a scene or two at a time, and then going away for 6 weeks or 2 months, and then they animate to the voice, and then you come back and you do another scene or two. So it's a totally different process, kind of fun, but a little more robotic.